the Teledyne Continental Cylinder Recall. We'll hear the details direct from the company. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome, and thanks for downloading us today. Yesterday, Teledyne Continental Motors announced a recall of over 9,000 cylinders manufactured in the last 15 months for use on its six-cylinder engines. What you're about to hear is the actual press conference, including reporter Q&A at the end, edited slightly for time and to remove gaps. Company spokesman Mac Little did a good job of thoroughly explaining the issues involved. He'll refer to a chart in a few moments. You can find that chart in the text version of this story at aero-news.net, dated February 12th.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Teledyne Continental Motors' product update briefing. I'm going to read a prepared statement from TCM. I'll give a short presentation of our product update, and then we'll have a limited Q&A. Teledyne Continental Motors Incorporated, TCM, announces today that it will be issuing a voluntary recall of certain aircraft piston engine cylinders produced since November 2007. Aircraft piston cylinders, piston engine cylinders affected by this recall were cast on a specific production tool and shipped since November 2007. Head castings from such cylinders may be subject to developing cracks at the top of the cylinder head near the fuel injector and spark plug bosses. TCM has simultaneously issued an FAA-approved mandatory service bulletin regarding the identification and replacement of these cylinders. I'm going to read a few brief comments from the Teledyne Technologies Chairman, President, and Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Robert Mehrabian. As part of our commitment to safety and in cooperation with the Federal Aviation Administration, we are issuing this voluntary recall. Thus far, cracks in cylinder head castings have only been identified in 36 cylinders on engines exceeding 400 hours of use. Nonetheless, as a precautionary measure, approximately 9,600 fielded cylinders will be replaced. New cylinders will be provided at no cost to Teledyne's affected customers. TCM has established a toll-free service number, which is 888-200-7565 in the U.S., and a direct dial international number, which is 251-436-8665. And we've also are uploading a web-based inquiry management center on our website at www.tcmlink.com/cylinders. We're doing this so customers can learn if their engine is affected and take steps in order to comply with this service bulletin. Our service center, as I said, our service center will be expanding our staffing hours. We'll be open from 8 to 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Saturday and Sunday to answer all questions. We will also be adding additional hours based on call volume. And that's the end of our statement. I want to give you guys all a little background information of what's led to this voluntary recall, as well as the issuance of this mandatory service bulletin. Recently, a limited number of owners of high-hour engines produced after November 1st, 2007 began to report cracking on some cylinder heads. TCM management first learned of the matter a few days ago, and we took immediate action and notified the FAA of the issue. And we also launched an accelerated analysis to determine the root cause of the reported cracking. The analysis results has found that the issue identified is a small crack that forms on the aluminum cast head of a cylinder assembly. The crack has been determined to stem from a reduced wall thickness as a result of a specific casting tool used for select cylinder production since November 1st, 2007. Specifically, the tool used resulted in a slightly deeper grooves in the cooling fins near the top of the cylinder. Cracks in the cylinder head castings have been identified in only 36 cylinders to date. All reported cracks have been on cylinders with over 430 hours of operating time, and there's an approximate 9,600 cylinders that are going to be potentially affected by this voluntary recall. The investigation results, yeah, we worked with the FAA and have drafted and issued a mandatory service bulletin on this subject. We've also chose to issue a comprehensive voluntary recall of all affected cylinders. Filleted cylinders designated as EQs, the ones with the deeper grooves, that will be recalled and replaced by FAA-certified mechanics at various regional locations using cylinders supplied at TCM expense. Cylinder replacements will be made, giving priority to engines with higher operating hours. There's a brief list of affected engines and affected aircraft. The following table here will show, you can see the, as per our service bulletin, the cylinder assembly is the left column. It actually gives the specific serial part numbers that are affected by the service bulletin. Additionally, the engine models here, you'll see IO520s, TSIO520s, a limited population of IO550s, O470s, that are affected. And the airframes that are affected associated with these engine models are the Balonica, Beechcraft, Cessna models, as you see listed there, the Commander, the Myers, and the Navion. I'll let you guys have a minute to take a look at all the stuff here.
We'll take that minute for these messages and be back for reporter Q&A with Mac Little of Teledyne Continental in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, and Teledyne Continental Motors' Mac Little is about to take reporter questions regarding the company's announcement of a cylinder recall.
And now, just to open it up for some questions and answers.
What do you think the downtime will be to get these repairs made?
Overall, the scope of this project, our scope is to have all cylinders replaced from the field in the next 12 months. We are going to be working very aggressively to minimize the impact of the downtime. It depends on the number of cylinders on an engine when the engine was manufactured of affected cylinders. So it could range from as little as 4 hours, as much as 20 hours, depending on the number of cylinders on the engine. And if it's a twin engine, it could be twice that.
What do you think the cost is to Continental Motors?
The cost to Teledyne Continental Motors has been estimated to be $18 million.
And does Continental plan to pay for the labor for the cylinder replacement or just to supply the parts?
The cylinders are all still covered by warranty. This is a warranty issue. So we will be paying for parts and labor. In fact, if you're not familiar with our Top Care warranty, we provide a 3-year, 1,000-hour warranty coverage. The first year is parts and labor. The second year is parts only, but we're going to extend the parts and labor for the duration of this project to cover the parts and labor for everybody affected.
Is it accurate that these are only the Uniflow heads, not the Crossflow heads?
It is only the Uniflow, not the Crossflow. That is accurate.
And were the cylinders sold individually or only on rebuilds or new engines?
They were sold on new engines, on rebuilt engines as well. If everybody's familiar with our product line, all of our rebuilt engines come with new cylinders. They were also sold in the aftermarket as top overhaul kits and as individual units.
Oh, so an engine really realistically could have just one of them out of the six.
Absolutely, could only have one.
Can you continue to fly until this is done?
Yes. Per the service bulletin, there are parameters. Obviously, if you're over 500, there's parameters outlined in the service bulletin, and I'll send that to you so you guys can answer that question effectively.
Are you asking the FAA to turn this into an AD?
We are looking at that option. We are confident that we're going to be able to recall all of these cylinders in the next 12 months and retire this EQ3 cylinder. If we at any time determine that we're unable to recover them all, we will initiate the action to activate and get the FAA to issue an AD that will make compliance mandatory.
How is it that you were able to determine in only the last few days? sounds like it would take a pretty big investigation to figure that out.
Actually, we're very adept at these kinds of things. Again, we've been doing this for 104 years. In the statement, we said we did an accelerated analysis. We've also done alloy composition. We've determined that that's not an issue. We've had cylinders of the same alloy composition, heat treatment, and machining, but built on other tooling, determined not to be the subject cracking. We've also done testing that included metallurgical composition, microstructure analysis, fracture mechanics studies, and accelerated life testing. And our analyses clearly demonstrate that the cracking resulted from this single tool using the casting process, which resulted in a thinner cylinder wall thickness. And by the way, this tool has been removed from production and destroyed, and we are producing cylinders on tools that have had no issues.
Do you cast these yourself, or does a vendor cast these for you?
We have a vendor that casts these for us using our specifications. The vendor, we're going to maintain their confidentiality. We've agreed not to use their name.
Are you going to seek to recover the $18 million from the vendor?
No comment.
Has this problem resulted in any engine problems during flights?
No.
How did the problem manifest itself? How did the pilot know there was something wrong?
Again, these all happened on high-use owners and high-use engines, high-hour engines, exceeding 430 hours. That's the least one we've seen. All the guys who operate at that level all perform routine maintenance. This was found during routine maintenance through a visual inspection and reported to us promptly. I just want to have one closing comment. I just want to reinforce that this is a warranty issue, and we're taking these steps to protect the customer from any unforeseen costs going down the line. The average aircraft user uses their cylinders, their engines, less than 150 hours a year. So we want to make sure that while they're still in the warranty period, that we're taking care of the customers from now on, and that's the backing that you can only get from a factory OEM product. And if you guys have no further questions, I appreciate you guys attending today, and we'll look forward to talking to you. Thank you.
You can find details on this announcement at a new webpage set up specifically to handle this issue at www.tcmlink.com/cylinders. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.